In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Yo, 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 what's goody? Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Earlier, I was checking out a live from Kwame Brown. He was in his whip doing his 1-2. He was dropping a lot of jewels. He was coming at these motherfucking haters. I was inspired. I was intrigued. So I watched the whole motherfucking live. And now I'm coming back, goddammit, to give my recap, talk my shit, my ad lib as he talk his shit. And we gonna see what type of magic we can make together as I remix this Kwame Brown video right after this.
It's more cuter than her pretty face. I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how to God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Facts though. Yeah, but we're gonna get into this Kwame Brown joint, man. Kwame was talking this shit. This is a funny motherfucker. I love this brother, man. He's doing so much for the YouTube community. Not only is he dropping gems, but he giving us a chance to remix his videos and do I want to so the people could eat. He ain't even trying to block niggas' videos. He letting you eat. As long as you're doing the right thing with his content, you heard? And that's what I love about him. That's what I respect about him. He out here for these kids. He's talking about Colton. He's talking about trades. He's giving back. He had a sneaker drive. He's running around with Angela Stanton doing interviews. He's showing up on the front line. We gotta tilt our hat to Kwame Brown and stay the fuck out this man's personal life. His baby mama and his kids issue ain't got nothing to do with us. Nobody on fucking YouTube. But let's check them out.
What's up, y'all?
What up? Big bro.
Let me wait for the police and everybody to get in here. Let me wait for the police.
The police. They in here.
The investigative bloggers. The niggas that's
you.
Real niggas. I don't know what they done turned into.
You.
Niggas that got baby mama bodies.
That boy said, baby mama bodies. I'm just press play. Let's get back into it.
The nigga with baby mama bodies, big alligator mouth game. The niggas that say they gonna slap me, but then try to show up in a Zoom court.
They ain't doing that. Time out. You said you gonna slap Kwame. You gonna slap Kwame? No. You made a blog about slapping Kwame and then showed up at his court date. Oh, you was gonna slap him on Zoom, huh?
Hey, you niggas. Hey, man. Yo.
Talk to him.
Yo.
Talk to him.
Like I say, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I didn't start like Chris Brown, but I say, yo.
Yo.
You niggas weak.
Hey, you weak as a motherfucker.
You niggas are weak than a motherfucker. Niggas.
Weaker than a mother.
Wow.
Softer than baby shit.
But anyway, on a lighter note, I saved a lot of money.
He saved a lot of money on his car insurance.
Got me up all night. Constantly making these videos, got me up all night. Constantly making these videos, got me up all night. Hey, y'all niggas thought I would go, hey, I know you niggas thought I would go get on live yesterday, right? I know them niggas.
I thought you was, my nigga.
You niggas waiting on live. Well, let me see that notification, boy. I know he got out of court. Let me see. I got something to say. And then I ain't get on live with your bitch ass.
You nosy ass bastards. You worry about that man, baby mama. You worry about that man, kids. You worry about that man, court dates. And you be talking like you a goddamn illiterate. Nigga. Where's your life? Where's your wife? Nigga, you're looking like a crackhead on steroids. Nigga, you're looking like a crackhead on steroids. November 9th. I need all y'all to show up. When the judge bang his gavel, I need all my followers to be there. Shut the fuck up. November 9th. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, nigga.
Got me up all night. Constantly making these videos. Got me up all night. Constantly worried about his baby mama. Got me up all night. Constantly worried about a children. Got me up all night. Bitch ass nigga, boo.
Boo.
Hey, look here, boo.
Boo.
Hey, look here, young lady. Hey, and the other young lady? The young lady. Let me slow it down. Check this out. The young lady who liked me and my hat and my glasses on.
Okay.
I'm a young lady.
Talk to him, Kwame.
I know you like shades and hats and shit, right? When I get home, I'm gonna do a special live for you.
And when I get back, a special live.
When I get back to Maryland, I know you don't hang out in Baltimore. I heard you say that a lot. You don't hang out in Baltimore. But when I get back to Maryland, I love them Maryland crab cakes.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you know how to make them without eggs?
Crab cakes. Ooh.
You know, I love them Maryland crab cakes. I know how to make crab cakes now. But I learned how to make them without eggs. Do you know how to make them without eggs?
You make a crab cake, girl. So, you make a crab cake that melt in my mouth, girl. We can't
matter. About me come true. A little bit. Just a little bit. Now I can't touch you now. I can't touch on you now. We're going on a date.
Why not?
I'm gonna tell myself it's gonna cost you something.
Why me? You better learn.
Hey, Miss Angela. Don't you even try. You selling me at the show?
Kwame, you think you slick. I see what you doing, Kwame. You like Angela, goddammit. I see, goddammit. Y'all motherfuckers make a good couple too, goddammit. Goddammit, king and queen, goddammit. Y'all two motherfuckers. I see you, little sneaky bastard. I saw you. I saw you.
So I done learned to thought myself out. It's gonna cost you something now.
No rumors. I'm just joking. Angela, please don't curse me the fuck out. Please don't curse me the fuck out. I don't need you remixing some shit, smoking me. I love you, Black Queen. I'm just joking. But I love the fact that y'all running around together, doing interviews, bringing awareness, y'all collaborating, y'all doing events. I love y'all movement. I'm just being a clown right now. I'm being goofy. Please, I'm sorry. But you know how niggas be trying to jump. Ayo, blogger said it. No, I know, motherfucker. No, y'all niggas need to stop now.
I think I'm gonna worth at least. 500-600 be around your goat mouth ass.
500-600.
I'm just saying, I love you like a play cousin, but your mouth is filthy. And I got a lot of
watch your mouth. Please.
To change the way you talk and the way you think. I gotta do some reconstructive surgery with your mouth. Now, I'm not gonna tell you how I'm gonna do that.
I'm only here for the haters. I wanna see him get to the haters.
Yeah. But we got some special tools we gonna use. Yeah. We got some special tools. We gonna use to bust that mouth. Not bust, but to make sure your dental plan has changed. And then you don't talk like that no more. You know, you get no respect on your tongue.
Kwame, you can't be talking like that.
We're going to flatten out your tongue.
Kwame.
Yeah.
That's a fly nigga right there. You see that boy? He fly.
With the way you talk. I don't like the way you talk. Tell me I like submissive women and all that. Don't nobody like a woman like you talking all like that, cussing and fussing and fighting.
Right.
That's not a woman.
Right.
You might as well be with a man if you're going to have a motherfucker tell you, fuck, you suck my dick. And this isn't that. And ma'am, you didn't say the F word as in fuck. I say fuck all the time. You said the other forbidden F word, ma'am. And you know you did. You and that stinking shit draws boy was talking about gay people and saying he don't like gay people because they're gay. Yeah. I'll pull up the video now. If you want me to,
that's wrong.
I'll go get the video.
That's wrong.
I'll give him all the attention he wants.
That's homophobic. He said you can't like do gay. That.
And you said the F bomb several discrimination. Times. But I'm willing to look past that.
That's discrimination.
I'm willing to forgive you. I'm willing to say you.
He's willing to forgive.
And I'm sure the he's LGBT willing to forgive. And all that, as long as you apologize. As long as you say you're sorry, you'll never make that mistake again.
You need we're apologies, though.
Everybody's all inclusive. They'll give you a pass, okay? Yeah. They'll give you a pass. And if you go on a date with me, I'm going to record it. Yeah, I'm going to record our date. Boy, look at here. Because I want to see the way you look. The way you talk, I got to see the way you look.
Nah, you don't
I think it's the reason why you hide your damn face.
Ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. I think it's a reason why you hired your goddamn phone. It's just a rhythm of the night. All right.
One of those?
You might be one of them damn creatures or something. I don't
one
know.
Of those?
I just want to see, though, boo. I just want to see. Now, if you're not a creature, make something happen. You know what I'm saying? I know you're tired of looking at that stinking ass, sweaty back, hairy chest. Flabby arm, puss, elbow, stinking, nasty, some bitch that only went to jail.
Oh,
I know you tired of listening to that thing.
Oh,
that
man. Oh,
put your nose all in the camera. Man, back your face up, bro. What the fuck?
Kwame, stop clowning that nigga like that, man. Don't do him like that.
Do you think somebody would like that?
Kwame, don't do him like that, bro.
Being too corny is... That's like corny gone wild. That is corny gone wild. Who the fuck put their face that close to the fucking camera
Hold
in
on.
The middle of them talk? Nobody asked you to do that, sir.
Please, please, please subscribe to Kwame Brown. Subscribe to Self Talk. Subscribe to Self Talk News. Subscribe to Carcino for Life. Yeah. Straight Talk TV. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
Nobody asked you to do that. Why would you put your face
in
that close?
It's hot.
Damn screen. You're a fucking weirdo. You were washing them niggas' drawers and ironing them niggas' socks in jail, boy. 5'6", bad body, bad back, bloated stomach. Nigga, you were washing drawers and ironing socks. All you niggas.
If you was washing drawers and ironing socks, fair to say you were sucking some dick.
Talk all this goddamn Amsterdam tough shit. This one bitch ass nigga with dreads, know where I stayed, have been saying my address like it's his goddamn phone number.
What?
And the bitch ass.
Kwame, what are you talking about, me, my nigga? Kwame, you talking about me, my nigga? You talking about me? Say, nah. Nah, he ain't talking about me, though. My nigga ain't talking about me. No fucking blogs talking about me and Kwame beefing. Yeah, shit. I don't hear that shit.
You don't want to come to court. Nigga, come see. Come see everything you talking about. That's all I'm saying.
Put your ass, nigga, going out of the courthouse.
Yeah. I said, bring that ass.
Bring that ass.
My dog would like to chew on a new bone.
Bring that ass.
And if your bitch ass want to be the new bone, bring that ass.
You will come what healthy, but you will not leave healthy.
You niggas be weirdo. You niggas want to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Man, who can respect you with all that talking? Baby girl, I'ma fuck the shit out you, baby girl. Baby girl, when I get to you, baby girl, I'ma fuck the shit out you, baby girl. Baby girl, ooh. When I see you, baby girl, I'ma tear that ass. Ooh, baby girl, this thing gonna be hard, baby girl. When I see, what person is gonna respect you running your motherfucking mouth, boy?
A hood booger, a thot.
You keep talking.
You niggas keep talking.
You niggas keep trying to get people not to like me.
Some dirty pussy.
You're doing everything that I said you was gonna do.
You did it.
You proving the fact that I'm a hell of a nigga.
Hell of a nigga.
You put up a picture of a woman with a $5,000 purse.
$5,000 purse. He's spending money on that. You listening to that bitch? He's spending money on that.
You're a hell of a nigga, bro. I must be a hell of a nigga.
Kwame, I did not mean to call your baby mother no bitch. I do not need you blogging on me, killing me. Please, I love you. You're my big brother. I'm a fan. I've been following you your whole goddamn career, my nigga. Listen, please, I'm sorry. You listening to that, Black Queen?
Hell of a nigga.
He's spending money to take care of his kids. Fuck out of here.
You niggas showed a woman with a $5,000 purse on camera and say she wasn't taking care of. You niggas
Nigga, the purse $5,000, the goddamn accessory to the purse is over two. Just listen. Put on a house on a lake. Just listen. Kids, braces, paid for. Got it. Listen. Deadbeat what? I think he's better put some respect on this man's name.
On a bracelet, a little thing that hook on to the purse. That shit was $2,700.
$2,700. I ain't lying.
You niggas stupid.
I watched this.
You're gonna show the side of the child support court system that prove that I am a hell of a nigga. Black men are hell of a nigga.
Oh, Kwame, I've been agreeing with you. I've been agreeing with you. It's a disagreement right here, brother. This is our first fucking disagreement. You said most black men. Nigga is all. Nigga, all black men. God damn it. Don't fucking do that. All black men. God damn it.
This woman said in an open deposition, I can't tell you. I'm on the gag order, like I said. I can't tell you what she said.
That nigga on the gag order. I'm just gagging that nigga.
Everything else being released in the internet, if anything else get released, I'll let you know what the deposition is.
And judge, you's a fucking bastard, God damn it. You allegedly, it is my belief, it is my opinion, Your Honor, your asshole. He got a gag order, but she fraternized with other YouTubers and exposed information. And motherfucker, how the fuck he get the link to the goddamn Zoom? How? How the fuck that clown ass nigga get the link to the goddamn Zoom court date? How? That link is only provided for motherfucking parties of that motherfucking court date. If your name ain't associated on that docket, how the fuck you got the link to that? Kwame got there gagging. This bitch ain't gagging. Black queen, Kwame, I'm sorry. This black queen ain't gagging. Why she get to talk? Why she get the motherfucking exposed shit? Why she get to run her motherfucking mouth? It's like my motherfucking raggedy ass goddamn baby mom. Say now. Find some goddamn dirt on me, goddamn it. Go digging back. Find a baby mother I don't have. Go find some long lost kid that I neglected 20 years ago and never took care of. And go find that little motherfucker and bring him here. Find some fucking dirt. You ain't gonna find no motherfucking dirt. Goddamn, everybody investigators. Now motherfucking private eyes. Now all of a sudden, y'all motherfuckers mad locked. Now y'all solving cases. Fuck out of here. Son, y'all niggas 21 YouTube Jump Street. 21 Jump Street YouTube niggas. 21 YouTube Jump Street. Say y'all niggas motherfucking Dukes of Hazzards. Fuck out of here. Now niggas want to solve crimes. Fuck out of here. This nigga, Kwame, this man been goddamn reporting on your goddamn... he been reporting on your goddamn case. What the fuck? This nigga YouTube channel looking like Court TV. All Kwame Brown shit. This motherfucker be reporting, goddammit. This nigga be November 9th, be there 9:30 sharp. I need everybody in attendance. This clown ass nigga was at home making picket signs to protest outside of the Zoom courtroom. This bitch ass nigga had picket signs in his motherfucking living room. Looking like one of them motherfuckers at the red stoplight with a squeegee. Yeah. This nigga was outside the Zoom courtroom with the picket sign. Cancel Kwame Brown. Cancel Kwame. Cancel. You was a clown. Tell the nigga to upload that video. Tell that nigga to upload the video. That one. Where he had the picket sign, you heard? In his raggedy ass drawers, you heard? In his dingy ass wife beater. Cancel Kwame Brown. Fuck out of here. Let me get back to my nigga though. Kwame, bro, we love you, though. I'm just having fun, yeah. A little bit of content for the people to laugh. I'm not really trying to, yeah. I'm just having fun, bro. No disrespect.
Dang.
Love you, bro.
Like I told you. Like I told
but
you.
But that nigga doesn't.
Anybody will say any motherfucking thing.
Yes, he
until
will.
Until they get deposed.
I forgot where I paused the video at. But that same clown ass nigga I was talking about. Kwame talking about that nigga. That shit was like perfect timing, you heard? I'm just freestyling this shit. This shit, there ain't no pre-planning, no nothing, you heard? I'm nice at this shit. This nigga Kwame in the woods. His Wi-Fi fucking up. It's your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get to the house first because I'm in an area that goddamn is gonna lock it down. But don't worry, I'll be back. They cut me off in the court hearing and everything. I let them know.
Stink ass bastard.
The type of mother.
Finish. Fix your Wi-Fi.
No.
Cut that nigga off in the middle of a curse word.
It was somebody else.
Shit ain't hit right.
It was certain trigger words they said in court that I had to drink my water with a lemon. It was certain trigger words that, boy, look at him, that if I was in that courtroom, I knew I probably would have went to jail. Thank the Lord for Zoom court. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank
Thank Allah. You, Jesus. Thank you for the God Zoom. Thank you for the Zoom. Thank you for the Zoom.
Zoom court, I would have went to jail.
Yeah.
Because the things and the disrespect and the things that they were saying, it not only does it not make factual sense, it makes absolutely no sense. And the fact that these court systems now are there to try to embarrass and disrespect men. I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, you talking to me like this? A motherfucker that ain't have a job when she had a kid, you talking to me like this? I had a job. I was ready to go. I do my thing. You ready? You talking to me? No. We ain't gonna
Instagram,
talk like that.
Baby.
No. I done went to jail. Yeah. I done went to jail. All you ladies that got sons, all of you ladies that got sons that
talk
understand that you got boys that's hell of a niggas, and you know damn well it's a woman out there bullshitting with your son.
Right.
And he trying like hell not to knock
the shit out of that
motherfucker. Trying like hell not talk. To respond. You ladies need to start speaking up. There is too much of this bullshit going on.
That's right.
We had weak-ass people that used to speak against this bullshit back in the day, but now these pussy-ass guys have become detractors. So now, all of a sudden, the scenario that I'm talking about, it doesn't exist anymore in these guys' mind.
Nope.
Because they're such pussy, and they're so against me, that this situation doesn't exist.
Nope.
I'm making it up. I'm just hiding from my responsibility. But all I know is that women, uncles, aunties, you guys see this shit every day.
Every
day.
You
give this boy advice, that's the worst advice ever. You tell this guy to keep putting his hand on a hot stove.
He gonna keep getting burned.
You guys encourage this young man to keep burning his hand. You encourage this young man to keep fighting in a fight that's already lost.
Lost.
You guys encourage this young man to fight with a woman that has a whole system behind them. that not one child support payment that they would have to pay. Not one court payment they will have to pay. So they can keep the shenanigans, the games, the bullshit,
they going can, as long as they want.
They feel like.
And that's the bullshit.
As long as they feel like.
Too many black men in America is being railroaded with this crooked ass child support system. It's not cool. It's not cool, bro. It's not cool. I'm one of them. They raping me. I'm a nigga that been in and out of jails and prisons my whole life. For the past 7 to 8 years, I've been keeping my nose clean, maxed out on parole, working a career job. Child support overpaid. I ain't in the red. I'm overpaid. And still they garnishing me. My kids got A1 health insurance, platinum plan, no co-payments, pay for none of this shit. Mama take them to the doctor, shit. Don't pay to see no specialist, none of that shit. Pay good niggas. Blue collar laborers. Still, we can't walk in the courtroom, get the same respect these white motherfuckers get when they walk in the courtroom. Fucking white men walk in the courtroom doing less, providing less, making more money, and still have a better chance of getting shit that he's requesting. Like, joint custody, unsupervised visitation, all of the perks that come with a father not being in a household dealing with the family court system. A lot of white motherfuckers get those perks. Motherfucker be unemployed like a motherfucker. Meanwhile, a single black father gotta jump through motherfucking hoops. Especially if you just coming home from the penitentiary, it's hard trying to get on your feet, trying to do the right thing, trying to stay focused, man. Making a motherfucking dollar over goddamn lunch money. Shit ain't motherfucking cool, B. This child support system, the whole family court system is a fucking disgrace in America. Not just the family court side. I mean, not just the child support side. The whole family court system, the juvenile system in family court is a fucking disgrace. You ain't doing nothing with these young black boys getting locked up in the juvenile system. You shaping and molding these motherfuckers for the maximum goddamn penitentiary. You ain't focused on their education, no motherfucking trades. You getting these motherfuckers numb to prison life. These motherfuckers in these juvenile facilities governed by the family court system. And these motherfuckers is becoming numb to that reality, to that hell. Meanwhile, they fathers in the streets still getting raped for motherfucking child support. And they goddamn mama playing these goddamn 911 games. Niggas ain't got time for that shit. Not no good black man out here doing what the fuck he got to do. Niggas ain't got time for that shit. Let me get back to Kwame.
We have taken the nuts of men and put it into women's purses.
Right.
And when you meet a man like me that say, fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
I'm going to fight for my nuts that's in that purse. Oh, no. You're not my wife. You a baby mama.
Right. You don't
get the protections of a wife.
Right.
You don't get Woo. The spoils of a wife.
Amen.
We had... Children.
Amen. 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 And call my motherfucking phone talking about you need some money for this, you need some money for that. I don't got nothing to do with your hearing nails. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I ain't got nothing to do with your car needing to be going in the motherfucking shop. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with your car note, your motherfucking insurance. I ain't got nothing to do with the motherfucking rent. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. All I know is my child support ain't never late, bitch. Never late. That little nigga hit my line anytime he needs something. Anytime he wants something. Little nigga good. Graduated high school. Got a job. Good. He hit daddy line for any goddamn thing. Fuck you. I don't got nothing to do with all that. You do not deserve the perks of a fucking wife. Not. Whatever dick you sliding on, whatever dick you got in your motherfucking mouth, let them pay for them goddamn hair, nails and shit. Don't call my motherfucking phone talking about you about to go on some goddamn vacation. You need some goddamn money. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Because if you was mine, we'd be going on vacation together. Fuck out of here. I'm going to give you money for a vacation so you can go on vacay and go suck a vacay dick. Fuck out of here. You back to Kwame.
I know it's glorified in the media, but from a biblical standpoint, we was already wrong.
Right.
You do not get to have some type of superiority over me.
Right.
No. When you do not follow God's order, you wrong and I'm wrong.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. You don't think you're supposed to
reap the
benefits of a married woman?
No, you don't.
You don't get to talk disrespectful towards a man.
No, you don't.
You're a Jezebel.
Jezebel?
No offense. That's what the Bible say.
Better read the good book.
The Bible don't say I'm no man.
Better read the good book. Better read the good book. You heard him? You need the word. You need the word.
Because I got a woman pregnant. When did the Bible say that? When did the Bible say I'm a man because I got a woman pregnant?
It don't say that.
When did the Bible say you some sort of woman because you had my baby?
It don't say that.
When did the Bible say you get to talk about me and disrespect me like that?
Because
you
have
a baby that the government is willing to disrespect your black male about. Oh, no, sweetie.
No.
I'm a different type of man.
Different.
I don't give a fuck about your disrespect.
Different.
I don't give a fuck about your labels. And what I would tell every black male is do not let them use these women. So
don't let them.
Do not let them use any system that they have in place to disrespect and segregate you from your children. If a woman will not allow you to be a man amongst men in your home, you cannot be a boy in your house. You cannot be a boy raising your baby. You cannot be a boy in no situation.
Right.
If a woman do not recognize Peace. You as a man, that she laid with,
Preach.
Allowed you to nut in her vagina, Woo. Not one, Preach. Not two, not three, but if it was one,
Woo.
She don't give you the respect of a Preach. Man, it's a lost cause.
It's over.
It's-
God damn. We got to pull that back, so. This motherfucker preaching, ball. This motherfucker preaching, goddammit. Kwame, you goddamn bastard. We got to pull that back some. That motherfucker was preaching. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. God damn. Hallelujah.
That she laid with allowed you to nut in her vagina. Woo. Not one, not two, not three, but if it was one.
Woo.
If she don't give you the respect of a man.
Woo.
It's a lost cause.
Lost cause. Gone.
It's a lost cause. Gone. I don't give a fuck what your mama told you. I don't give a fuck what your homegirl told you.
Give a fuck.
This is a system that's designed to destroy black men.
That's right.
And if a woman don't understand that by now, fuck them.
That was some real shit. Because a lot of women, they get caught up in the same whitewash, brainwash system that's killing off her future husband. Her black king is in the penitentiary. Her black king is up the block with his motherfucking brains blown out. Because he went to reach for a fucking wallet. Her black king just came home from the motherfucking penitentiary trying to get his goddamn life together. In the same motherfucking system that enslaved his ass doing that prison bed is the same goddamn system that's refusing to give him that goddamn job he's applying for. That same goddamn system that got you treating that man like shit. It's the same system. It's called systematic oppression. It's the same system that created the school to prison pipeline. The same system that got our boys reading at a third grade reading level. The same system. But a lot of our women fail to understand the ramifications and the repercussions of raising a young black boy by yourself. Because I don't give a fuck how much you love and cherish that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck how much you think you are doing. I don't care how well you think you are doing. Pardon me. You can't teach that boy how to be a man. You can't teach that nigga how to throw these dick beaters when it's time to throw them. You can't teach him how to make instinctive decisions that can save his life in a life or death situation. You can't teach him how to defend himself. You can't teach him that. Google can't teach you that. And if you don't have that type of positive role model, that male figure, that productive citizen that's living accordingly, that's living productively, someone that can give this young man some food for fucking thought, that will help divert his negative energy, his negative train of thinking, divert it to something that's productive, something that's positive, something that's beneficial and healthy. Only a man can teach that young boy how to divert that anger, reroute it, and channel it, and focus that newfound, productive, positive energy into something that's beneficial, something that can make life just a little bit easier for him in the future. That's something you can't teach him, Black Queen. You can't teach him that. All of this independent, I don't need no man shit. That shit ain't doing nothing but got that little nigga out here with man purses, skinny jeans, looking for a motherfucking dick to suck. Back to Kwame.
two tears in a bucket.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
You want to talk about what black women went through? Black men have went through everything y'all went through. We had to watch you get raped. We had to watch you and not do nothing about it. We had to watch you get jobs.
Right.
We had to watch you fuck the white man.
Right.
We had to watch you do every goddamn
thing.
There's no way you gonna talk about a nigga like me.
Like
Geechee nigga that would die for his kid.
Motherfucking Geechee. Motherfucking Geechee. Kwame, you a goddamn real one, motherfucker. You a goddamn fucking real one. I tilt my fucking hat to you. If I had, I tilt my motherfucking hat to you. You a fucking real one, goddamn it.
Got a kill for his kid.
Right.
Everything I've done is for my kid. You got me fucked up if I'm gonna let a white man tell me anything about my kid.
Can a devil fool a Muslim? Not nowadays. Fuck out of here. A fucking white man would tell me nothing about my goddamn kids. What's your bitch would? What's your goddamn white man would?
Oh, bitch.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, a woman. I'm sorry.
Or black queen.
You got me fucked up.
Fucked up.
When my kids needed braces, I bought it.
Woo.
I'm a nigga from the hood. Everything you niggas talk about, I got no education.
None.
I got no nothing. I had no chance coming from the hood. My daughter had $10,000 worth of dental work. My daughter went to private school, nigga. Who you think paid for it?
Right.
My baby mama that's talking shit about me, she drove an $88,000 Denali to the courtroom. Who the fuck you think paid for it? Who the fuck you think paid for her degree? Who the fuck you think made sure she lived on a lake? Who the fuck you made sure everything, nigga?
Everything.
Ain't no white man, ain't no you, ain't no judgment. I don't give a fuck about you. A nary nigga on YouTube, a nary bitch say nothing about me, nigga.
And that's all he got to say. God damn it. Leave Kwame the fuck alone. Leave his family alone. Get that man dick out of your mouth. Oh, man. I don't want to make this video too long. I might tap in and do a part two because I really liked it this fucking live. On some real shit, Kwame out here making major fucking moves. He letting niggas on YouTube rock. Niggas is making money off his content. Niggas is growing YouTube channels off his content. And motherfuckers got a positive goddamn message. You can't knock the man fucking message. I don't give a fuck what you dislike about him. You cannot knock Kwame Brown. Message. It just can't happen. Like, it's like, how can you? You're blind or you're deaf? Or are you deaf, dumb, and fucking blind? Leave this man alone. Leave his baby mama alone. Leave his kids alone. And stop worrying about his motherfucking court dates. It's none of your fucking business. You ain't the judge. You ain't the goddamn jury. You ain't a goddamn lawyer. You ain't the goddamn prosecutor. Shut your ass the fuck up. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.